This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's top military leader and the prime minister he ousted almost a month ago have reached a deal for the premier's return to government and the release of civilian leaders, mediators said Sunday. But while Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok was liberated from weeks of effective house arrest, thousands of protesters again rallied in several cities as security forces in the capital fired tear gas at demonstrators. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan on October 25th declared a state of emergency and ousted the government in a move that upended a two-year transition to civilian rule and sparked international condemnation. The Sudanese power grab triggered a wave of mass street protests in which 40 demonstrators have been killed, according to medical sources. But after weeks of intense internal and international pressure, mediators on Sunday announced the military had reached an agreement to reinstate Hamdok as premier. The developments have raised hopes the strife-torn Northeast African country will be able to return to its fragile transition process towards full democracy that started after the 2019 ouster of veteran autocratic President Omar al-Bashir. An official from the premier's office confirmed that Hamdok's, quote, house arrest has been lifted and the forces guarding his house have withdrawn. He later arrived at the presidential palace in Khartoum, the seat of government, according to state TV. However, the main civilian bloc, which spearheaded the anti-Bashir protest and signed the 2019 power-sharing deal with the military, rejected Sunday's agreement. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Kremlin on Sunday accused the West of artificially whipping up tensions around Ukraine, with repeated statements suggesting Russia was poised to launch an attack on its neighbor and told Washington and its allies to stop a military buildup nearby. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Saturday his country has real concerns widely shared with partners in Europe over Russian activities at the Ukrainian border after Ukraine said it feared Russia might be preparing an attack. U.S., NATO, and Ukrainian officials have been making similar statements for nearly 2 weeks, referring to what they say are unusual Russian troop movements in the proximity of Ukraine. Moscow has dismissed such suggestions as inflammatory and complained about what it says is increasing activity in the region by the NATO alliance. In comments on state TV on Sunday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, quote, a provocation in the area could not be ruled out given by U.S. rhetoric. Quote, this hysteria is being artificially whipped up. We are being accused of some kind of unusual military activity on our territory by those who have brought in their armed forces from across the ocean. That is the United States of America, Peskov said. The Philippines defense chief said on Sunday a military resupply mission for the country's troops stationed in the South China Sea will resume this week, after it was aborted last week when it was blocked by the Chinese Coast Guard. On Thursday, the Philippines condemned, quote, in strong terms, actions of three Chinese Coast Guard vessels it said blocked and used water cannons on resupply boats. The United States called the Chinese actions, quote, dangerous, provocative, and unjustified, and warned that an armed attack on a Philippine vessel would invoke U.S. mutual defense commitments. The country's defense minister claims to have been engaged in talks with China for several days and said, quote, the Chinese will not interfere per my conversation with the Chinese ambassador. And China reduced the level of its diplomatic relations with Lithuania to below ambassador level Sunday in retaliation for the Baltic nation allowing Taiwan, the island democracy claimed by Beijing, to open a representative office. China earlier expelled the Lithuanian ambassador. China also withdrew its own ambassador from Lithuania. The foreign ministry says relations would be downgraded to the level of an embassy's number two official. Lithuania's move reflects growing interest among governments in expanding ties with Taiwan at a time when Beijing has irritated its neighbors in Western governments with its conservative foreign and military policy. Reporting by remote, I'm